All right, back in open session, we are recording. Dr. Wright, you are the lead.
Yes. Oh, am I?
Yep.
Oh, I am. Hey, look at that.
That's cool. That's right.
I thought I was just talking because I just don't stop. Okay, so this happened on April 3rd, right?
Correct, of last year.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, okay. Yeah, so it was 2021, wasn't it?
That's right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. For some reason, I was thinking it was just more recent. Okay. All right, so Ms. Sullivan, did you have some more comments?
Yes, I would like to explain where my concern comes from. And it's documented in the consent agreement. The reason you are under a consent agreement deals with substance abuse issues. And my concern is this is a red flag. That there's two drugs that shouldn't have been taken together, were taken together for some reason. Are we current, Victoria, on pharmacy records?
I'm looking for pharmacy reports. I don't see any recent ones. I'm not sure. Do you remember sending me the pharmacy profiles recently?
After our last meeting, right now, I only have one prescriber. At that time, I did have two. But my behavioral health specialist, Phoenix Mental Health and Wellness, I asked them to send the transcript following our past meeting.
I may not be explaining well what I'm asking for is that the pharmacy, what you get from your pharmacy.
Oh, okay.
Where you have prescriptions.
I'm sorry.
Profile, but it's a terrible name.
I can absolutely provide
what you actually got.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. And at the time, I did have two prescribers, someone I saw for mental health and someone I was still seeing for pain management.
But both were being filled at the same pharmacy?
Yes, they were filled at the same pharmacy.
Okay. That's where the question goes.
Each provider had a complete list of all the medications that I was on. And those have been sent historically.
Just the cautionary tale.
Absolutely.
Recovery, relapse can be a very slippery slope. And recovery takes a lot of focus and effort. And I'm hoping you're hearing some concern about the fact that this includes another, regardless of how it happened, it includes another substance use issue that resulted in a reckless drive. And I'll end my comments there.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And I feel like I can appreciate where your concern is coming from. I'm no longer taking the baclofen. I'm only taking sertraline, which is an antidepressant, and one other medication. But it's my goal to get off all medications completely, and I've successfully come down off of nearly everything at this point.
Are you still taking trazodone?
Yes. My dose has been lowered, and that's the one I actually had an appointment with that provider this morning.
And I just want to remind everybody that if we are going to talk about this, she does have the right to go into executive session.
Sure. We haven't for medications exercised that at this point, but certainly, Aaron, if you do, we can always throw it into an executive session where we participate.
Yeah, even if we ask a question, you're like, oh, you can say it right then. You don't have to follow up.
Okay.
So just,
I appreciate
it's
that.
Always out there.
Yeah.
especially because, like I said, I don't want to get into what just happened and stuff because I got another report or something. But other than that hospital stay and this recent one, just last week, I guess.
Yes.
No other hospital stays or anything that to report.
Correct.
Okay. Because I think that's the big thing is we just want to make sure that we're aware of when something happens.
Yes.
Kind of just keeping us informed. Because our goal is to get past this and get you past this.
Right.
And then we all move on as a big old family in veterinary medicine. So that's kind of the main goal. We just want to make sure that, that anything that happens, you're upfront with us about it. Because just like parents, it's like we unfortunately deal with these cases a lot. This is your only time dealing with it, but it's our not even first time today. So we're kind of like the parents. We know what's going on. So just keep us informed if something happens, because if we find out after the fact and we're like, were they trying to hide that or was what's going on? That's when we start saying, yeah, there's something weird and janky going on here. So just we just want to make sure just we're upfront about stuff, and we do appreciate you doing that. So.
And board member Wright, board member Solomon's comments, just as a notification, this may not have risen to the level of the board, but when she had her procedure, prior to going to the procedure, we had that facility actually send a letter to Victoria ahead of time with indicating that she would not be given prescriptions or controlled substances, and explaining the very instances where that might happen, just to cover our bases. So we are trying to be sensitive to your comments.
Exactly, and that's why I didn't want to get into all of it, but I just want to say, we appreciate that. But yeah, as long as you're keeping us abreast of stuff, too, we don't have to go and start modifying consent agreements and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Like I said, my piece, enough there. So really, there's no action that we need to take on this right now. So we just kind of move on. So no action, there's no motions or anything.
We say thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much for coming.
Yes.
And we will see you at your next visit.
And we'll see you next visit.
Yes.
But,
keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Keep us informed.
Yes.
I do want to speak to you, Father, along the lines of that previous procedure. I am really taking time to pursue a pregnancy right now. And I've been working with that fertility clinic in Las Vegas. I got all of my initial scans done. And I do, however, have a clinic in Denmark that I would really like to explore. It has the highest success rates of anywhere in the world. And I've done all of the initial workup to be able to send to that clinic. But with the board's permission, I would like to travel there and pursue this strictly as a medical tourism fertility journey, but to do so in Denmark.
Yeah, and I guess that may be a Mark question, since
we
can always do stuff within our borders of the United States. It's easy with MDs and licensed doctors, but I mean, I don't know if we need to modify anything to allow for that, because I think that's cool.
just let us know and work with Clint.
Okay.
Making sure that we're compliant with your obligation.
And I would say make sure that they're aware of the consent agreement and the limitations, because they may give you an injection of something over there. You come over here, pee in a cup, and now you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Of course.
So,
and
so as long as they're aware of it, I think that would probably be good there.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to provide the same documentation that I did before. But, if I may, just for a moment, I really am looking forward and focusing on my future, and this is a huge part of that. And I've been with you all for nearly 2 years now, and I feel so good. I feel so much better, and my life has gotten so much better. I'm a much happier, healthier individual than you met 2 years ago, and I will continue to honor the consent agreement, and I will continue to be proactive about letting you know everything beforehand and as it happens.
And that's good. And like I said, and that helps to also reduce that stress level, which is also important in this time.
Yes.
So like I said, as long as you're forward with us and all that, I mean, it's always scary to sit in the seat. But I mean, hopefully you realize that even though we fight all the time, we're trying to kind of do the best that we can for everybody and for the profession. So like I said, as long as you keep us abreast of what's going on, I think that'll reduce your stress level, which will be helpful too. So
great.
We appreciate that. And good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. So that finishes up section 4. Section 5, number 2, court may review, discuss, take action on KC 2209, Jill Steinbeck, unlicensed practitioner. I think that is on your...
It's on under main agenda.
Main agenda?
Yep.
We pretty much had that resolved, right?
Yes, obviously the
the services that they were providing for the course that was occurring at the school was 5 weeks. There was a veterinarian there. They were just unaware of whether they needed to.
A premise.
A premise. Like, so if they, in the future, they do know now that they will take appropriate steps to get a premises license and make sure their medical records and their meeting all the requirements.
Because they're doing this multiple sessions in a row type thing. It's not like a once a month thing, correct?
This is a 5 week course.
So it's happening.
Previously, it was happening.
Multiple times in that 5 weeks. Okay, yeah. So I was like, if it was a once a month thing, then we have an exception for that. But that's why I wanted to clarify in that part. Cool.
So do we need to do anything?
Close it, I guess.
Close it.
Close it.
I make a motion that we close C-2209 for Jill Steinbeck.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second to close C-2209. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes.
I don't know if I heard an aye on the phone or just a meh.
Number four, board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinarian applications. Ms. Krieger is the lead. We have two of them. First one is Colin Durham.
Yes, correct. Mr. Durham had inadvertently let his license expire. He practices here, sounds like it's once a year, maybe on occasion. And I don't know, I found his explanation to be genuine, and I believe that he truly did not know that it had lapsed. Did anybody else feel differently?
No, I just have a quick question of Victoria on this. He would need to pay the previous license fee plus a $50 penalty for being late, and in December he has to renew again? Okay.
I believe he's already due.
Okay.
I just want to make sure.
Perfect, thank you. So I would make a motion that we approve Dr. Durham's vet application.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor and a second to approve his application. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. Next up is Ariana Monterosso.
Yes. Dr. Monterosso has a violation on her record that's been expunged. It was a fairly minor issue to begin with from nearly 15 years ago, and I did not have any further concerns, so I would also make a motion that we approve Ariana Monterosso's veterinary application.
Second.
A motion for a second to approve your application. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. Number five, board may review, discuss, and take action to review ARS 362525 related to electronic prescribing requirements for veterinarians. It's just our annual review. We still don't have the software, right?
Affordable. So I did check with the AZVMA and they're not aware of anything.
So we put this on the calendar to review again next year?
Yes.
I like those.
Mainly because I won't be here. Yeah.
Exactly.
Somebody else will be reviewing it. Number six, board may review, discuss, and take action on annual review of board compensation policy. Is it that time again? I thought we did
this. So we did just do it, but I had us on this schedule. So get back on the same mojo.
Okay.
So again, we just most recently reviewed it and changed it in January.
It
should be good for now.
Yeah. So do we need to prove against what's back on our annual schedule?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the board compensation policy as it is written.
Second.
In the second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
That motion passes. Board may review, discuss, and take action on annual review of board member training program. Everybody got their, how many hours, 12 hours?
Same story.
Yep.
because there are a lot of different options.
It's a one-time one, though, right? This is not repeating?
It's just for new members.
Yeah.
You're supposed to do it within, like, the first year of when you're appointed to the board.
Yeah.
But it's not like every 3 years you again.
No.
Okay, it's just a one-time.
Or on reappointment, no.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that didn't change, so I was like, oh, man. Put me in veterinary jail.
I didn't do it twice. I only did it once.
It's just for new board members, not reappointments, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Just wanted to double check.
You want to do it again?
Oh, I had so much fun with Clear Learning for 6 months.
That's right.
It's also
you strung it out for a while. All right, so do we need to do anything with that? Leave it as is? Offer some more options?
Victoria?
And I haven't had any feedback, good or otherwise, so I guess it's okay.
Well, I guess the biggest feedback would come from our two newest. Have you started yet?
Tell us how much you love Clear Training.
Yeah.
You haven't done it yet?
You haven't done it?
Tear. Oh, I did it. Single tear.
We have our overachiever, mm-hmm. He's already done it.
Oh, wow.
You lose all credibility when you say that.
He's going to have a good time at Asbury.
All right, so if we don't need to vote on anything, we'll let that go, as long as everybody's aware of it, because sometimes we have some people who struggle to get those 12-hour rolls done.
Yes.
It's a long time.
Some of us needed an extension due to technical problems with Clear Learning.
Let's see, number 8, board may review, discuss, take action on 2022 through 2025 American Association of Veterinary State Boards Letter of Agreement for administration of the Veterinary Technician National Exam, or the VTNE. Victoria is the lead on that.
So here's another thing, well, this isn't annual, but this is a 3-year agreement that's just very typical. We're agreeing that the AUVSB is going to do the national exam for technicians for us, and we're going to accept it. So unless the board has any concerns, I would ask that you just approve that letter of agreement.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the agreement with the American Association of Veterinary State Boards for the administration of the VTNE.
Second.
Motion for a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
That motion passes. Number 9, board may review, discuss, and take action on premise inspections. This is another new one, Dr. Kelly's mobile unit, Southeast Valley.
Is this on the cloud somewhere? Or just that's all you?
There's no documents on it. Sorry, I was just going to talk about it. So this is actually one that was approved last month pending inspection and compliance. And Don had planned to do it, but it had to get canceled. So I finally did it. So Dr. Kelly's surgical unit is actually a chain of mobile clinics within the valley. And this particular one is a brand new one in the Southeast Valley with Dr. Jessica Schneider as the responsible veterinarian. So I had a big concern at this place. It's a beautiful, new, brand new RV. But what it, after lots of questions and having to like really dig down to get questions answered, it turned out that the veterinarian was never examining the animals, even before surgery. And the technicians thought that that was normal. And so we talked about that that was not normal, and that I don't know that I've ever seen it before, but it's also, to be honest, it's one of those things in an inspection, unless you were asking the right questions, you would not get to that. Unless you had the technician standing right next to you and me like saying, well, who wrote that, who wrote that? And asking other things, I wouldn't know that. So that's why we don't always know the answer. Maybe lots of people are doing that, but I can't say. We would always look at the records and assume that a veterinarian did the exam. So they eventually said, no, the vet said, no, she wasn't doing them. So, you know, they, you know, didn't argue about that or anything. So the owner of the company sent in the response, which I'm not, don't totally feel that they addressed it properly. So just like one of the potential violations was the medical record needs to record the results of the exam done by the vet within 6 hours prior to surgery. And the response is patient examinations prior to surgery are conducted as required and notes to the effect will be added to the patient file moving forward. And the other potential violation was results of exam noted in medical record need to be results that the vet found. The veterinarian must examine the animal. And the response was, consistent with AZ statute, patient examinations are conducted by a veterinarian and findings recorded in patient file. So I don't know if they're trying to say, well, now they are, but there's no acknowledgement
that there
ever had been an issue, and that's what makes me uncomfortable. So I don't, other than us, you know, going back again, which we can do, I'm not sure what else there is to do at this point.
But can we open a case against the premise holder?
Bring that to your attention.
And explain that, why the veterinarian said they weren't doing the exams and you're saying everything's fine?
Right.
I would open a case.
So the veterinarian is the premise holder for this particular rig. The Dr. Kelly is the responsible vet for like three or four of the rigs.
So Dr. Kelly responded in that letter.
But Dr. Kelly's husband, who's the manager of the business, responded to the letter.
Well, that raises a lot of questions. I have concerns about what's happened
all over, because I haven't inspected any of those for a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but you know, if the dog would have smelt that at all, she would have been on that.
Yeah.
I don't have Dawn to talk to you right now to know what her experience was, or if she even had any thought of that. So I don't know if it's a practice or it was just this place or, yeah, just don't know.
Well, I have a lot of concerns now, so I'll make a motion that we open a case against R3871 to clarify what's happening here and why we're getting different.
Well, stuff. That's just that one that we already did the inspection on.
No, I know, but we're saying the vet's like, oh, we're doing inspections, and now this letter's saying, yes, you do.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's major, especially from the vet who's responsible saying, I don't. I think that's...
And I appreciate that, but I don't know that you can, because, you know, when it's a new place, there's other overarching laws that says if we identify, you know, any potential violations, they have the right to fix them, with a very few exceptions. Like, there's a threat to public health, or, you know, there's just, like, two or three that are really narrow. So we have to technically give them the opportunity to check to change it. And the only way that I think we could open a case is if we went back and we again determined that they were not doing what they said, because I think they're trying to say that that's what we're doing.
Yeah, it almost sounds like they're not acknowledging it, which they're not
fixing.
But
I think it's just
So, okay, well, that definitely make another inspection.
For a surprise visit to the rest.
Yeah.
So you go inspect the other
in your spare time.
Yeah, that's what I think should be done too.
Yeah, I'd expect the other ones, but I'd do a surprise inspection on this one.
I
would just show up at one of their locations.
Out there, it's difficult because they're traveling around. We don't know where they're going to be, right? Because they typically go set up in a parking lot somewhere, and they have, you know, the customers come to them at that location in that parking lot on that day, mm-hmm. right? So we wouldn't necessarily know where they are.
You can't just set up a stakeout.
I would be happy to. Know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we need to follow up one way or the other, because that's concerning. Yeah. And that actually brings up another conversation I wanted to, I don't know if it's appropriate to mention it after that, mm-hmm. but I don't know, I guess direct board staff to re-inspect at their discretion.
Okay, so we're going to re-inspect, okay.
Yeah, and then we'll go from there.
And as a side note on that, if you look on their Facebook page, they will show where they are going to be.
Oh, do they?
Cool. That's fair. I was like, they got to be advertising. So.
Yeah, they've got to have a schedule for location.
Yeah, I just saw a couple. I don't know if it's every day, but at least there were a handful that were just showing on Facebook. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'd be nice to go there and like be like, oh, we're in the middle of surgeries. Let's, where are these records and is that stuff completed?
Yeah.
As opposed to, oh, we're going to look at your stuff that you did 3 weeks ago and see if you finished it after the fact.
It's just hard. Maybe
it is, yeah.
You could write anything in the record and say that they did that. Maybe, unless you're standing right there and they did it, and they're going to do it because I'm standing right there. So that's always the rub, right? It almost needs someone from the outside to say.
That's why with one of these, that's kind of more of like a surprise thing. It's if you're looking at cleanliness of the hospital and all that, well, you know, I don't care if you cleaned it or what, as long as it's clean when I get there. But like for this kind of thing, that's, something more that's a little concerning, which, so are we done with this one then, or?
Yeah, we're down to that. Yeah. We're just waiting for you to quit.
So that actually brings up another point. I don't know if there's a better place to talk about it or what, but I would love to agendize talking about this kind of stuff, because more and more vets are allowing their techs to do their jobs, the vet's job. More and more vets are not doing exams for vaccines, for simple stuff. They're just letting their techs do their thing because everybody's overwhelmed, and I'm seeing vets just blatantly saying this in many, many different groups. many different states and all that. So I think we probably need to talk about the limitations on technicians. I mean, technicians are vital and we need to have them, but can they be doing exams on their own, that kind of stuff? We may need to clarify this because it's getting out of hand, and I think we need to address this. It's people, lay people are practicing in a hospital, and the doctor's just like, yeah, it's fine, do that.
Because of the lack of veterinarians.
Many different things in the industry, but the industry's in a bad way right now, and it's getting away from us. But yeah, the we're gonna start seeing probably more of the unlicensed stuff because technicians are taking it on. Or, well, it's even the doctor's been like, I don't have time to go see that appointment, it's just a vaccine, they're healthy, go do it. And that's happening a lot, every day. So I think it's something we probably need to agendize to discuss. I don't know how we would talk to people about that in general, but I think as a board, we need to talk about this before it starts coming down to us, because it's gonna be coming soon.
Okay. Mr. Lodi and I could talk about adding that perhaps to a future agenda. Thank you.
He's excited about that.
He's reaching for his flame.
Thank you for moving us on. I got a hammer right here. He just forgets I have it.
It's been throwing me up.
All right, next up, board review, discuss, take action on results of American Association of Veterinary State Boards, Board Basics and Beyond Training. How was Missouri? When did you go?
About 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a very good meeting. I didn't know what to expect. I don't know how many have gone to that.
I did it virtually.
It was extremely detailed, very interactive, comprehensive, and pretty much dealt with everything we deal with. So it was really good. I'm glad I went. Kind of the takeaway I got from it was that there is a vast difference in the jurisdictions. And from how they're appointed, the composition, how they interact with legal. I mean, I talked to one person who they meet four times a year and have, on average, three or four complaints a year to deal with. So it was all over the place. That was just fascinating.
Who's that?
Like South Dakota?
Rhode Island?
Hawaii.
Yeah, and so I talked to a lot of people about that, just the vast difference. And so I guess the last thing I would say is, from being on the board now for a while, I think it made me realize how well this board operates.
Yes.
From the chairman to the members, legal, especially staff. I really think that being totally biased, of course. I'd like to say my takeaway from the meeting was how well this board operates.
So we say 48 is great.
Dr. Cosby, I attended via Zoom during the pandemic, and those were my exact feelings. It was just amazing how well we deal with stuff and the volume that we deal with, and the role of the investigative committees and all that.
Most of them don't have it.
Right, yeah. And so, I mean, it's just been, it was very reinforcing for me, made me feel very proud to serve.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you do mention it, going back to staff, the staff is amazing that we have.
Yes.
Yeah.
We would not function without our staff, so thank you.
Without a
doubt.
Yeah. With the exception of
my big question to you is, which committee did you join?
Yeah. Well, Dr. James was there. It was nice to see her. She was doing the leadership.
Yeah,
at the same time.
Because you got to think about which committee they're going to get you at the meeting.
I've been doing that. Yeah.
That's great.
Can I borrow some of your time?
Seriously. Well, hey, they say you can be on my board. It's the Bylaws and Resolutions Committee.
She said that there were four board members on the committees.
Here, Dr. Are Byrne you? Used to be on one. You're not on one now.
No.
Yeah, he used to be on the RAV.
Yeah,
race.
Yeah.
I'm on one. Maybe I was one of the four.
There was a lot of reading.
And then me, and then you're not, I think.
No, they don't recognize public members as being members of the association to access information on the website.
No, but you, as a committee, you would be. You just got to join a committee.
You just joined.
But, yeah, no, they're great people, and they're great resources. So,
but, yeah, I found that. Yeah, resources, tremendous.
They're so excited about what they do, too.
Yeah.
Like, how are you this excited about everything?
Wow. There's a staff,
35,
40
yeah.
people.
They're amazing. I love them.
I still wear my little green button, accepting handshakes and hugs.
The corona button.
From that last convention. All right, moving on. Number 11, board may review, discuss, take action on information received on possible unlicensed practitioner, Angela Schuler. This is the one doing the cytology class?
Yeah. Vaginal cytology.
I wasn't going to say that out loud, but okay.
Which is hard. It's like, how many people have this in their school at home?
Wasn't that what it said? Or,
yeah, that's yeah. What.
I wasn't imagining.
I'm the
Spencer. It is an important thing in reproduction.
Well, absolutely. So, yeah.
But this is
now a home lab. And all, I mean,
this is education. This is not practicing. I mean, it's just teaching. It's like watching on YouTube.
And can you tell somebody that I'm sorry, but you're not allowed to be stupid and pay this person your money?
Yeah,
because you are allowed to be stupid and give away your money.
I do it.
So,
yeah, so I don't think this, at least in my view, this is not practicing medicine. It's education, which is a little different thing altogether. It could be a slippery slope, but we have no evidence of that. But yeah, I mean, I think it's more of education than practice.
So we consider a formative letter instead of asking, or instead of opening a case, we could.
Again, if it's education and then they want to learn how to do it, then they're looking at their own pets. Deal. So,
well, but some of them eventually say, I'm so good at doing this my own, I'll see if I can do my neighbors and make $5.
Or they become
right?
A social media influencer.
Or, like I said, or this person is saying, hey, bring your dogs with you and we'll do it on your dog. And then she's now performing medicine on their dog, doing a test. So, I mean, that's where it's kind of a slippery slope that way. If it's just truly education, different story. But if she's bringing in animals to kind of teach them how to do it, and it's not her animals, then it's like, okay, well, what are you doing here now?
So
it's a little bit of a slippery slope, but from here, I'm not seeing anything that I can care
about. So we can send her a letter, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have to open a case to send a letter, or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, I would just say...
Educational letter.
Yeah, we like education.
Don't you remember when you sent a letter so we could open a case, depending on the response? Yeah. Been a while.
Yeah. I like it. I'm down.
All right, let's send her a letter.
Yep.
Next up. Number 12, board may review, discuss, take action on complaint received regarding Calvin Cordell, deceased veterinarian. God rest his soul.
Yeah.
So that is in your supplement one, and supposedly his sister might have the records. We don't know that.
Spoke with the sister, and she denies having access to the records, which apparently is in his home. She says that she cannot help us in any way. So I asked if she does get access to the home or to the records to please contact us and we could get that information out.
So what's, maybe that's not really a pertinent question, but they're in his house, he's gone. How can no one get in the house?
So I had some conflicting information. I talked to the gentleman that filed the complaint, and he says that the sister does have access, and she's just refusing to help. And that he has an assistant, Doreen, who apparently could assist, but no one is allowing her in there. So again, conflicting. When I spoke to the sister, she said absolutely has no access to the records.
Fortunately, it sounds like a police report and court system thing as opposed to us.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, either day you can file a complaint against a deceased veterinarian withholding records.
going to get the Ouija board out. Hold a seance.
So.
Yeah, I mean, are you supposed to follow the person that filed the complaint?
There's no case, right?
No, I just told him that likely the board could not take any action regarding this complaint based on.
So I don't know if you want to tell him, but I would just say, go to the police and just file a report with them. Because that's the avenue you should do. If we had control over something, we could, but I would just say, this is civil, you have to go to the courts.
He's still going to be following up, and if he gets any more information, he's going to reach out to me as well.
Yeah, it's a bummer, but you know, we just don't have any options.
We understand.
Cool.
All right, so for now, we're taking no action on that one. 13, board may review, discuss, take action on request regarding the clarification of interpretation of ARS 3322-42B pertaining to certified veterinary technician applications requirements per ARS 41-1001.02. That's in supplement one, and Ms. Frost is lead, and the inquirer is Rafael Alflacon.
So this is a request for equivalency to take the VTNE and Arizona State Boards are deemed to apply as CBT for education equivalency, and it's from Venezuela. And so looking at the education and it laid out, you know, the transcript, and I guess I just need to confirm with Victoria that did you get like a certified copy? Because I believe that is the understanding for U.S. transcripts, but I don't know if that's the same process.
We did not, and for these type of board agenda items, we don't require them to give us a certified copy because they're just, you know, asking this question. When they apply, they have to get the official final copy, but not for this.
Got it, okay. So everything I was worried was going to be in a language or something, but it was laid out really clearly to me. So I guess the only question I would have is if I need to ask counsel, I don't read the guidelines saying there has to be a U.S. equivalent. Is there any concern there with like precedence or something if it's a different country?
In Venezuela, this is a veterinary degree, but it's not the veterinary you.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying, I just want to make sure that it's not, that I don't make a recommendation and it's like, well, it has to be US based.
So, I can tell you that a competing company, one of my competitors that actually practices a lot in Southwest, they have, I think, three Venezuelan veterinarians that work in Southern California, Arizona, and New Mexico. They're all Venezuelan veterinarians. They're not licensed in the U.S., but they do reproduction specialists and transition cow specialists.
They're practicing medicine?
Yep.
For their consulting. They're not licensed.
On their own animals or their employer's animals?
That's the
standard.
They're working for a competing company.
I think we should focus on the
I think Ms. Frost's concern is she doesn't want to.
It's not the level of our risk
from like
Bob's
house of
veterans
and entire care in like some third world country. So I think that's your concern there. But I think I don't think there's a precedent setting by accepting this at this point.
No. All right. So if I look at it for what it is, it's it definitely would, in my opinion, meet the equivalency to make a motion to approve, for the applicant to apply for the process, utilizing that channel. So I'd make a motion to approve it.
Second.
And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. Number 14, board may review, discuss, take action on HB 2014. That is a striker bill regarding the cat decline.
Yes.
Exceptions, prohibition. That is in supplement one.
Yep.
Just can't kill this damn thing.
It keeps coming back.
So we talked about this a little bit early in the session. What's different now and what you don't see in writing is that there are amendment drafts
floating around that would require the board to review and make decisions on all requests of declass.
Which is 100% unacceptable.
And there's different versions. There's a version that where the public could bring requests to the board, and there's a version where a veterinarian would have to bring requests to the board on behalf of a client.
I will say right now, and I know I'm not more longer on this, I would refuse to do that, because I'm not gonna put myself out there to be harassed by someone who gets my name saying I approved a medical procedure, and now they're coming to my house, my place of business, protesting, doing this stuff, because that's what the anti-declaw stuff is. So I 100% would not, I wouldn't acquiesce, I would quit the board at that point, because that is ridiculous to put us in that position in this kind of thing. Absolutely, go to the legislature, let them deal with it. We do not approve that stuff as a board.
My other concern is the general process, because of the impact this would have on the staff.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, I asked, Mark and I were briefly discussing earlier, I asked the question, how does this get assessed? Do we report to the governor? How do we say this bill is being discussed? Is there any administrative review to look at staffing and maintenance and operation impacts?
Well, and what's the one thing that all of us got questioned on for our confirmation? Are you gonna waste money? How are you gonna not waste money?
I didn't get
this
asked
is wasting
that.
Money. You didn't? Oh no. My God. I got that multiple times. And it's like, well, we're a 90-10 board, so we're not wasting money, you're wasting money. But that being said, this is ridiculous to involve the board. That is not in our purview. We are not here to do that kind of stuff and pre-approve a medical procedure.
Right.
No, that's between the client and the doctor. That has nothing to do with the board. If the legislature wants to create a subcommittee that does this stuff, go for it. They can do it. I would refuse to do this as a board member. I would quit. Because this is gonna do nothing but get someone to come out to your house and your place of business and harass you constantly. That's all this is gonna do. You are a pro declaw veterinarian, and now we're gonna destroy your life. I'm out.
So you may also remember early in the session, I had reached out to the governor's office because our agreement basically is we're gonna talk to them before we talk to any of the legislators.
Right, right.
Right, and then there's also the law that I can't go talk to any legislators unless you actually
direct
me to, yeah. Right. So at the time, I never heard back from anyone at the governor's office. I think that was, they were in transition. So if you want to direct me again, try again, you know, knowing this kind of new information that now it really does involve this agency.
Yes.
And how it does. It hasn't, I'm not sure what's going on. Nothing's happened since the end of March. So I don't know if it's being held or people are still talking about it or if they're using it as a negotiation piece, is my guess.
Yeah, if they want to pass it, great. Yeah. I mean, declaws, great, ban them, I don't care, but do not involve us. Involve me, because like I said, there's going to be some procedures where you're like, look, this needs to be medically approved.
Right.
That is still unacceptable to too many people, and
right.
that's going to cause problems for us personally. Nope. Nope.
Yeah,
you
can't
win.
No.
You don't want to pee down
the
front lawn?
No, God. Like I said, it's
actually
like,
I don't like them to step on my property.
True. But yeah, that's like I said, if they want to pass this, that's great, but they need to leave the board out of this. We do not be pre-approving
yeah.
anything.
And that's kind of talk. They had questions from my first confirmation hearing. All right.
Okay, so do you need a direction to go back to the...
Yes.
Yeah, just to go to the governor's office and just try
we're
to...
We're so directed.
Talk to okay. Thank you.
And if they don't want you to talk to anybody, they can't stop me.
Will you get fired?
Yeah.
Well, aren't medical records required to be held for 3 years?
Yes.
And so this
month this
be held for
four. Yeah.
So then you have to sift through and like, oh, did I declaw this cat? I have to hold this one for long. Like.
Yeah.
I didn't.
And it changes the penalties.
This is a very
it
poorly
goes
written
up to 1,500 instead of 1,000.
Yeah. This
and
was just written by
it
votes.
Takes away our discretion of whether it's 5 or 1,000.
Yeah.
I mean, it locks it in. It's 1,000. So it kind of sets a precedence that one thing is worse than another thing.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
it. Okay. I mean, that's a tactic that's, you know, that crowd is going to use. But anyway, I like I said, I wouldn't argue the. So I'm the registered lobbyist for the group, or not registered, but somehow or another, there's some kind of label that the chairman has.
I'm a designated lobbyist and you're the authorized club.
Whatever. I don't pay anything, I don't write any reports or whatever, but I did reach out to a few people, and I didn't argue the declaw or don't declaw. I argued the manpower and resources.
Yes.
And ridiculousness of, this is totally against all their anti-red tape stuff that they propose.
Bingo.
That they're adding three layers of red tape.
Yeah.
Added to do this silly thing. If they want to do it, do it. But, and I also argued that they can't assume that they're going to pass a law and every veterinarian is going to break the law. So they have to come get permission from us.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, you can't do that.
I don't quite understand where they're coming from this other than virtue signaling. That's all I get in this bill.
It's a Kavanaugh bill. So. And like Victoria said, they're probably...
Yeah, there's some back end. There's something weird with this. There's some back end stuff going on.
They just need a good competitor to knock Kavanaugh off.
Yeah.
Next to the cycle. All right. We done with that one?
Yes.
Executive Director report, board member appointments update, and meeting room renovation. Ooh.
So it's just been a while since we talked about board member appointments, but since we last talked, Dr. Nosley and Dr. Thompson have been confirmed by the Senate. So congratulations. And Ms. Solomon and Dr. James have been reappointed for their second term. So we'll see if we get them through the Senate this session. I don't know. We'll see. So.
What about us?
So not, no news on you guys. So
you've maxed out, haven't you?
We stay around until they kick us away.
That's great.
I've had one inquiry, but this person was not even closely qualified, so I didn't even respond back to her.
Oh. Interesting.
John, experience. She heard about it from kind of sideways, and she's not.
Well, yeah, it'll take some time.
Showing animals in 4-H does not qualify you for a livestock labor position.
At some point, we may get.
Not yet. Maybe 20 years from now, yeah. Should be ready.
And then just the other item, the meeting room renovations are starting next month. This room, the medical board is paying to get all new furniture and move everything around to get a whole new sound system.
That works with the phone system?
And all kinds of systems. So we're going to be in boardroom B, which is down the hallway from the elevators, for at least the next 2 months, if not longer. They don't actually know how long it will take. She thinks it may last till August. So that's where we'll be till then. So we're gonna have to learn how to use that sound system. It is a much smaller room. It doesn't feel so hidden. You're just kind of at a table. So you may want to look at it if you want to before you leave today, just so you have a sense of what you're coming into. Yeah.
So that's for the next
meeting. That reminds me.
Yes.
Where we have a formal hearing.
Yes.
She told me yesterday, wear your socks.
Oh.
Yeah. That's
you're not hidden. Make sure you wear your socks.
That's right.
Or billiards. So it's down. I'm going to have to go look at it before we leave.
Yeah. If you're walking past the elevators, just
other side of the elevator.
The left.
That way?
So it's on that side of the building.
There's a big B on the top.
Which would explain the A here.
Yeah. Yes. That's all I have. Thank you.
I'm quick.
All right, so that could be a while, and that starts next month.
Yeah, correct.
We're over there. So we'll be in very close quarters for our formal.
Yep, that's what I just
said. You're saying you're not going to go to that one instead of this one.
That'll be your lame excuse.
I was here at times.
That'll be your lame answer. All right. Number six, review and approval of minutes. And number one is March 16, 2022, regular session minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept the March 16, 2022, regular session minutes.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second to accept the regular session minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. Next up is March 16, 2022, executive session minutes.
I didn't see those ones.
Oh,
that's in the paper. That was the orange paper. Yes. Okay. So I'll make a motion to accept the March 16, 2022 executive session minutes.
Second.
Motion on the floor is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next we have the consent agenda. Board may discuss, consider, and take action on the listed matters. Any item under consent may be removed for independent discussion and action by a board member.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda, removing A8, A9, A10, A15, A16, A19, A20, and A24.
Second.
Motion for a second to approve with the listed items removed. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes.
I make a motion to approve pending compliance and inspection, A9, A10, A15, A16, A19, A20, and A24.
Second.
Motion on the floor to approve pending inspection and compliance. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion is approved. Vote to remove,
I make a motion to remove.
I want to pass.
Wait, to approve pending compliance for A8, right? Not remove pending compliance.
Oh.
Remove pending compliance.
Okay, vote to approve pending compliance for A8.
You can tell.
We said for both of them.
And that's why I was like, what? You missed that the first time.
All right, anyone got a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. And summary of current events. What is our June meeting?
When is it?
Yeah. You know, day of the week it is?
It's Wednesday.
What?
16th.
Okay. I knew it was on a Wednesday.
The 15th.
Oh, okay, cool. So you were with it on that one.
Okay, so I am not going to be at the June meeting. Unless we have our sales meeting here in Phoenix, which I'm pretty sure we're not going to do that in June.
Who am I
going to
fight with? This is rough. I don't like this.
I'll send something bigger than me. All right, anybody have any current events? Vacation photos?
Nope.
Other day? Or Easter photos you want to show us?
Chairman, okay, what about inviting the new, I believe we have a new state veterinarian.
Did they appoint one?
I think last time.
He's the...
He decided not to. Yeah.
I know we talked about it last time.
I think the board declined to do that.
The board declined to do it. Okay.
I mean, I don't know, but we don't really do anything with him, and he really doesn't do anything with us. And he's animal disease and control.
But he's very, very busy.
Huh?
He's very, very busy.
Very busy, yeah. And he was the assistant, and he got promoted to
Is that a confirmation or is there promotion itself? I mean, is it official?
I don't think he has to be confirmed. I think he's hired, but it's in the Department of Agriculture.
Right.
So it's official.
He's hired.
Yeah.
Who is it?
David Lyon.
There's only Dr. Johnson.
So there are
two sides.
I haven't read that.
Hi, Dr. Johnson. This is Tracy at the Veterinary Board. I'm conferencing you in.
All right, so this
Hello.
This is our call to the public section. The script here. The board is committed to conducting its call to the public in a manner that ensures those wishing to address the board are afforded a fair opportunity to do so. Everyone wishing to address the board will be given 3 minutes. Speakers will be advised when 30 seconds remain and asked to conclude comments. This is a time for the public to provide comment to the board. By law, members of the board may not discuss items that are not specifically identified on the agenda and thus cannot respond to any questions. The only action the board can take as a result of public comment is to direct staff to study the matter or ask staff to place the matter on a future agenda. The board may exercise either option at the conclusion of the three-minute period. If remarks from the public contain board member criticism, the open meeting law does allow the individual members of the public body that are the subject of criticism the opportunity to respond. At all times during the call to the public, everyone is expected to treat each other with respect and civility. If a person does not adhere to these basic courtesies, the board will ask that person to modify their behavior. If they continue to exhibit disruptive behavior, the board reserves the right to call the public, to end the call to the public, or take other appropriate action. And with that, Dr. Johnson, the floor is yours for 3 minutes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I have a commitment to make. I wanted to evaluate that rules you mentioned to me, but it has become so difficult for me to comply with everything. You are telling me you are a dictator, or the dog is a dictator. This is very undemocratic, and this truth deserves much better. And first of all, I have been waiting all the way today for me to get a speak for the wonderful 2 minutes or 3 minutes, whatever. Why this is happening in Arizona? Why? Last 15 years I have been telling you this is really unfair. This is a mafia group. And I happened to speak to a veterinarian in foreign country. When I was talking to him, he said he has a copy of the 1987 article of the book. Specifically, he was listening to me about Dr. Robert Harper, which proves that the stomach catheter into the lungs of a cat, and the cat died. And Dr. Robert lied about it. Finally, it cost him the chairmanship of the board. And what I am saying is that you may still have a cup of coffee and glass of water at the board and just go every month, blah, 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 blah. Now that's not the case. The world knows what the Arizona Medical Board is doing. It is a dictator. Stop this, people! I'm sorry I raised my voice. I'm sorry I'm not good. And God is mighty and wonderful. So many of us are interested. This is so way inappropriate. This cannot be continued in the state of Arizona as a chief bargaining at you. And the veterinarian.
30 seconds.
He told me this is ridiculous. Why Arizona is doing like that? You can count here. Count 3 seconds, 4 seconds. I don't care, animal clear. Say that for me.
Thank you. That's the end of the 3 minutes. And nobody else for calls public? That ends our agenda today. What is the next one? Future meeting date will be Wednesday, May 18th. And we will be in boardroom B. B as in boy.
Got it. I can give you this.
And with that, we are adjourned. Safe travel.